upside down. It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really want to know. I really, really, really want to know. Hey. Oh, 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 oh. How's the weather? Whether or not we're together, together.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The dire humanitarian crisis getting worse with each day. The Hamas-run health ministry says 8 more people died today of malnutrition. Caroline Willeman is a project coordinator with Doctors Without Borders and says Palestinians, especially children suffering from malnutrition, need specialized food.
Just feeding them will no longer be possible for when they reach this like very severe stage. Basically, their little bodies are shutting down and are no longer able to take in normal food that we give them.
Video released this week by Hamas in recent days appears to show an Israeli hostage who appears emaciated. Israel's prime minister says he's considering a military solution now to secure the release of remaining hostages, with ceasefire talks breaking down. For a second day, Texas Democrats have refused to return for a special session at the Texas Capitol, protesting Republican efforts to redraw congressional maps to gain 5 more seats. The governor calling for the missing state Democrats to be arrested. And on Wall Street, stocks are trading lower this hour. This is ABC News. The Coast Guard out with its final report of the Titan submersible implosion in 2023. A group died as their vessel descended into the deep sea to view the wreckage of the Titanic. The company responsible for organizing that trip, OceanGate, came under fire for its mishandling of the vessel's construction. ABC's Sam Sweeney says investigators say they would recommend manslaughter charges to federal prosecutors if the CEO had lived.
They failed at every level. There was lies, there was manipulation, there was negligence, there was fraud in every step of this process. And for years, it was known that this tragedy would likely happen. Employees consistently raised concerns. Oftentimes, those employees were either terminated or they were threatened with a lawsuit. They were harassed, and ultimately, many of them did leave the company.
In Tennessee, a week after 3 adults and a teen were found dead, police say they've captured murder suspect Austin Drummond. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The village of Kimberley is parting ways with the Fox Valley Metro Police Department. At a meeting last night, the village board voted to withdraw from the joint law enforcement agency, leaving Little Chute as the department's only remaining partner. Kimberley plans to contract police services through the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office. It's a move that's expected to save the village hundreds of thousands of dollars. An Appleton-based Air Wisconsin Airlines has secured its first federal essential air service contract. Starting October 1st, the airline will fly a dozen trips a week between Parkersburg, West Virginia, and Marietta, Ohio. The 2-year deal includes more than $5 million per year in federal subsidies. The EAS program is designed to ensure that more rural communities remain connected to the national air travel network, even if the routes aren't profitable for airlines. The U.S. Department of Transportation chose Air Wisconsin over bids from SkyWest, Breeze, and Contour. The DOT said the airline's proposal was the most cost-effective. And they haven't voted in 4 years, and they didn't respond to a letter. Stuart J. Waddles has more about voter roll deactivations.
More than 192,000 voters in Wisconsin have been removed from the active voter list after failing to recently take part in the process. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says it's a legally required step to make sure voter records stay current and accurate. Those who were deactivated can easily re-register at the polls if they want to vote in future elections.
To check your registration, go to myvote.wi.gov. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at wgbw.fm. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, going 7 innings. Manager, Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning. This kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a 4-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. Same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. We'll do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon, the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
News and timeless hits, you'll find it all here. Eric Westfall here at 97.9 FM with Tommy James and the Shondells. Moaning, moaning.
Here she comes now. In rap is silent. WGBW.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and true love of mine.
Local news and timeless hits. Elvis has left the building. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. Appreciate you hanging out with me on this fine Tuesday. Tomorrow looking pretty nice as well, which is good news if you want to attend the Farmers Market on Broadway every Wednesday from 3 until 8 p.m. And this is the last month of it going till 8 p.m. Because remember, once we hit Labor Day, then it switches till 7 o'clock for the remaining weeks of the market. Obviously, because it gets dark earlier. Yeah, we don't want to think about that just yet. But this week, yeah, 3 to 8. And that's tomorrow on Broadway.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Still on the air right now, but in a different location. You can find me and the entire Civic Media lineup on the radio at 1100 AM WISS or online with the Civic Media app. We're not going anywhere except down the dial a few spots. Thanks for listening.
Ladies, if you've been looking for an opportunity to learn how to defend yourself, here's one now. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Friday from 11:30 to 1:30 at Family Shooting Academy in Green Bay, you can register for a women's personal safety class. You're going to learn 5 powerful situational awareness tips to avoid threats, critical steps to keep yourself safe, and how to mentally and legally prepare yourself. Best part, this class is free. Sign up now. Head to wgbw.fm and click events.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-511-5493. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-511-5493. That's 800-511-5493. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or ticket. It.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits. Before he was a country music superstar, Kenny Rogers rocked it with the First Edition.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. That song from the Beatles used in many movies, and it appears in many movies, but the one that I always think of when I hear it, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where they're doing the little parade after they skip school and that, and somehow conveniently, even though, parades have crowd control and everything else, they let some rando get up and start singing on a float. Still, makes for a fun scene. Your news is now.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The village of Kimberley is parting ways with the Fox Valley Metro Police Department. At a meeting last night, the village board voted to withdraw from the joint law enforcement agency, leaving Little Chute as the department's only remaining partner. Kimberley plans to contract police services through the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office. It's a move that's expected to save the village hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Appleton-based Air Wisconsin Airlines has secured its first federal essential air service contract. Starting October 1st, the airline will fly a dozen trips a week between Parkersburg, West Virginia, and Marietta, Ohio. The two-year deal includes more than $5 million per year in federal subsidies. The EAS program is designed to ensure that more rural communities remain connected to the national air travel network, even if the routes aren't profitable for airlines. The U.S. Department of Transportation chose Air Wisconsin over bids from SkyWest, Breeze, and Contour. Air Wisconsin has submitted other bids for EAS routes in several other states. And they haven't voted in 4 years, and they didn't respond to a letter. Stuart J. Waddles has more about voter roll deactivations.
More than 192,000 voters in Wisconsin have been removed from the active voter list after failing to recently take part in the process. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says it's a legally required step to make sure voter records stay current and accurate. Those who were deactivated can easily re-register at the polls if they want to vote in future elections.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. Same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. We'll do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon, the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister,
oh, what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW, and listen to us online at WGBW.FM. Don't forget to tell all your friends about us. It's Frankie Valli.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so. Love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Oh, pretty baby, don't bring me down. gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder, 'cause I just can't seem to drink you off my mind. It's a honky-tonk ribbon. Give me, give me, give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York City. I had to put up some kind of a fight. The lady, then she covered me in roses. She blew my nose and then she blew my mind.
News and timeless hits with the Stones. Stevie Wonder, man, he was 9 years old when he first got it started. Uptight, everything's all right. Because my heart is true, she said.
understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
And timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. Have you made it down to the Wisconsin State Fair yet? If not, you are in luck. It runs through August 10th. And man, it's a good time. You know, as great as county fairs and everything else are, the state fair, that's the big one. You can get more things on a stick there. You'll see more entertainment, more animals. And in fact, our state fair's got some good buzz. It is currently a finalist in USA Today's 10 Best, a list of the top state fairs in the country. Those winners will be announced tomorrow at noon.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Doc To in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122 millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You'd hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW. If you've seen the rain, it certainly isn't today.
It's over, so Landmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The hunger crisis in Gaza leading to 8 more deaths due to malnutrition, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Hamas also released a video this week appearing to show an emaciated Israeli hostage, Evyatar David. His brother, Eli David, addressing the UN Security Council today, pleading for action.
My brother and the other hostages have endured an unimaginable nightmare. This is not just a figure of speech. Their lives are truly hanging by a thread.
Israel's prime minister also facing increased pressure, now considering a military solution to get the remaining hostages out. Texas Democrats failed to appear for a special session again today, protesting GOP redistricting maps. The governor is calling for Democrats to be arrested. And the Coast Guard out with its final report of the Titan submersible implosion 2 years ago, finding that it was preventable and Oceansgate's CEO survived. They would have recommended charges. This is ABC News. The TSA is making the second big change this summer to its airport policies. Last month, passengers no longer needed to take off shoes at security checkpoints. Now a move to speed up lines for families.
The TSA's new Families on the Fly campaign is geared towards groups traveling with kids 12 and under and creates dedicated security lanes for families, discounts on TSA PreCheck, and a dedicated PreCheck security line for military families. The program, which saw a limited launch in July, is now expanding to include major vacation destinations like Orlando, Orange County, California, and Honolulu.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In Montana, the manhunt continues for the suspected gunman in the fatal shootings at a bar in the small town of Anaconda last week.